Alaska Democratic Senator Mark Begich participated in his first high-profile confirmation hearing yesterday. As a member of the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, he questioned President Barack Obama's nominee for Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Begich asked LaHood about the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline. He told LaHood that the projects first need about $2 billion in road and infrastructure projects in order to get materials to the sites. He asked if LaHood would work with the Alaska delegation on that.
We can't get the project moving without those reconstructions or new constructions to move the equipment, move the construction material. Is that something that you'd be willing to work with us on to get this mega project forward?
Yes, sir, and I don't know if you're in a position now that it's ready to go and could be a part of the stimulus, but that's if it is.
They are. They're all bid ready.
Well,
yeah. And we'll talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'll leave it at that. I'll take it. Because if I'm you're halfway there, so I don't want to blow it, so I'll take it.
I guarantee you won't blow it, Senator.
Okay, good. Well, they are bid ready.
And yeah, good.
Good jobs.
The stimulus package is now being discussed and hammered out in Washington. It's geared to fund projects that are shovel-ready and can be started immediately. Begich also voiced a concern that he has about the stimulus package, that much of its funding will go to states rather than to local governments.
It's going so much to the state bureaucracy that the amount that they take on the DOT on the state level, you'll knock 15, 20, maybe as much as 30% out of a project for just admin overhead, and then it will trickle down to the local governments who then have to deliver these projects. So I have some grave concerns over that.
Begich spoke at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington on Monday and says many of the attendees agree with him that projects are more efficiently run at the local rather than the state level. Begich also participated in confirmation hearings last week as a member of the Armed Services Committee. They questioned leaders, including the Deputy Secretary of Defense.